In late 1878, a father gave his two boys a toy that flew under its own power. It had a small propeller and made a big impression. 25 years later, one of the boys became the world's first pilot and never lost his fascination with flight. Community Voices producer Leo DeLuca has a story about the toys that inspired Orville Wright.
Milton Wright was a bishop whose church duties carried him across the country. In 1878, Milton returned home to Dayton with a toy called the Flying Bat. It sparked the imagination of his two youngest sons, Wilbur and Orville. I borrowed a modern version of the Flying Bat from Carillon Historical Park and asked two Dayton sisters, Amelia and Emery Berger, ages 5 and 7, to give it a whirl. What are the Wright brothers' names?
Orville and Wilbur Wright.
Do you know where the Wright brothers are from?
Dayton, Ohio.
Amelia then pretended to be an airplane, something kids probably never did before the Wright brothers' grand invention. What's your sister doing right now? Can you describe
it? I'm flying.
She's flying.
Amelia launched the Flying Bat while Emery watched.
She's turning the propeller and the rubber band is twisting while she's doing it.
What do you think's going to happen when you take this toy and launch it?
It's going to fly.
Ooh.
All right. Let's see what happens. Try it. Go.
Fly it?
Yeah.
And it didn't fly. That was horrible.
Can't fly.
I asked 86-year-old Dr. Richard C. Cummings, who co-authored The History of Dayton, Ohio Toy Makers, to describe the Flying Bat.
It's like a helicopter. You have these little wings on it and a stick, and you twirl it between your palms of your hands, and it'll fly up in the air and then come back down.
On December 17th, 1903, the Wright brothers became the first to fly. Years later, Orville credited the Flying Bat as their initial inspiration.
With this first catapulted takeoff, man's age-old dream of flight became a reality.
After inventing the airplane, the Wright brothers spent years defending their patents. Wilbur died of typhoid fever in 1912. Some say exhaustion from defending these patents weakened his immune system. Orville, his younger brother, lived out his days quietly at home, forever tinkering, but on his own terms. His last patent was not for some magnificent aeronautical advancement, but a child's toy that flung a small wooden clown through the air to swing from a trapeze. Flips and flops.
You had a little spring here with a little seat like, and you had a clown on it with two little wire arms that stuck out. And when you flipped that thing up in the air, it would hit this wire and this flying clown that comes out, and those two little arms grab onto that, and it, because of the propulsion, makes that thing go around as if they were acrobats in a circus.
That's Dr. Cummings again. He owns one of the toys. U.S. patent number 1,523,989 for Flips and Flops was issued on January 25th, 1925. Orville Wright never issued another patent. His fascination with flight had begun nearly 50 years earlier with the Flying Bat. In later years, Orville had a West 3rd Street laboratory and never stopped puttering at home. He fiddled making a changeable record player for his 78s. He fashioned a home vacuum system, and he died of a heart attack while fixing the doorbell at Hawthorne Hill. For WYSO, I'm Community Voices producer Leo DeLuca.
Leo DeLuca is a graduate of WYSO's 2017 Community Voices class. Original Flips and Flops is on display at Carillon Historical Park as part of Dr. Cummings' extensive collection of historic toys manufactured in Dayton. Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council.